وإلى أن يتم نسخه.
The crowd outside the courthouse gathered around any screen they could find to see the historic moment unfold.
Firstly, Mohammed Hosni al-Sayed Mubarak is sentenced to life in prison for his role in the killing of protesters.
The reaction was instant. Anti-Mubarak protesters embraced, fell to their knees in prayer, and wept. The sound of fireworks echoed through the crowd. For some, it was a moment of celebration, but also remembrance. Mohammed holds a picture of his brother, Bilal, killed during the first days of the uprising.
Like all the martyrs, he went out to ask for bread, freedom, and equality, but he got a bullet from, I don't want to use a dirty word, but I'll say it, one of the dogs from the deposed regime.
Row after row of police secured the courthouse. On the far side, a handful of supporters of the man who led Egypt for nearly 30 years. They were called a more stable nation before the revolution. Hamada Abbas.
Supposedly he has wasted money. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But look what happened after him. What Egypt has lost.
Defenders of the 84-year-old ex-president got some good news. Mubarak and his sons, Gamal and Ala, were acquitted of corruption charges. And while the former leader's dreaded interior minister, Habib al-Adli, was also found guilty in the killings, other top security officials were cleared. It reminded some of the revolution itself. The leaders fell, but the next year remained. The verdicts resounded through a nation whose voters are divided over whom they will elect as their next president, Islamist Mohamed Morsi or Ahmed Shafiq, Mubarak's last prime minister. But whatever lies ahead, for these Egyptians, this was a brief moment to savor. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.